PH Factor Inc. is your source for handcrafted steampunk products. Choose from a wide selection of custom-designed goggles available in a classy brushed bronze, silver, or dark copper. Order from assorted designs, accessories, and varying lens tints, including a blackout option for sensory deprivation play. There are even prop guns and other items also available in bronze, silver, or dark copper for that classy look. That's PH Factor Inc. at phfactor.ws.
Now broadcasting the webcomic Beacon.
This is basically how the show starts.
Everything fails, and then we don't get Tanya, and then we do get Tanya, and then more stuff fails.
That's about par, I think.
Sort of works out that way.
Anyway, welcome to episode 103 of the Webcomic Beacon. I'm Fess of Fessworks.com, and a bunch of places, but you can go ahead and look. And this is the Webcomic Beacon at webcomicbeacon.com, hosted by the Rampage Network at rampagenetwork.com. With me, we have co-host Mark Savory of AutumnLake.com. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
We also have Tanya, not presently here, but we're hoping she'll be here, of daisiesandshit.com. Welcome, Tanya.
Hi!
Fess and Mark. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, God.
Sounded just like her.
Oh, God. She's going to hit me. Oh, she doesn't listen to the shows after. She doesn't listen to the shows.
She doesn't listen?
No, not after it's recorded, because she's on the show. So, we can say whatever we want.
Really?
But we also have a guest this week, trying something different with our guests, as no particular theme other than R.C. Monroe of Out There at OutThereComic.com. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hello.
How are you doing this afternoon?
It's morning for me, but I'm doing fine.
It's morning. Are you in the States or?
No, it's not really morning. I just I sleep late, so to me it's morning.
All right. It's all good. All good. So let's see here. Let's see. You started. Well, it's hard to segue into a non-topic sort of episode because there's so much to talk about. But
with no topic, there's a lot to talk about.
There is, actually, ironically. So is it okay if I call you RC, or do you prefer Robert? Or
RC is fine. What, you can call me whatever I want, whatever you want.
Bob?
RC is fine.
I could call you Bob. I bet you hate Bob.
Bob is fine. I don't care.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try to call Tanya back, and hopefully that'll work, and then we can really get going. Tanya, are you back?
Back.
Yay!
If I try to access Ustream at all, yeah, it shuts down my sound.
Weird. Well, something's going screwy with Ustream right now, but apparently other people can still use it. So that's all good. That's right. We're broadcasting live on Ustream right now, and I believe the audio quality is better, but for a limited time at least, we're going to see how it works, and we're still simulcasting at TalkShoe. But you can go to webcomicbeacon.com/live for both options. Tanya, thanks for joining us. We have R.C. Monroe of Out There with us today. And for those who don't know, R.C., can you basically give us a rundown of what Out There is?
Well, Out There is a newspaper-style webcomic. It's, I guess, kind of a slice-of-life thing. It's about a girl named Miriam who's a bartender and kind of a party girl, and she's kind of reached a point in her life where she fears that her lifestyle of pursuing fun things has not been very fulfilling, and so now she's sort of trying to negotiate what she needs to ditch and what she needs to keep, but she doesn't really want to ditch any of the fun things. You know, just like everybody else in the world, I guess. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't
know. There's other characters, too.
But oh, yeah, yeah.
It's mostly about her, yeah.
When did you start this comic?
June 12th, 2006.
So, yeah, that's pretty close to when I started getting into webcomics. And I think Yours was actually one of the first that I started. One of when I started amassing webcomics to read. Yours was one of the first because I think did you were you on the webcomic list forums at all for a while?
I still look at them and post like once every 3 months. I was. But you might have found me from Comic Genesis. Didn't you used to post on Comic Genesis?
You know what? I think I did. I don't know. I did have the comic on there for a while, but then I kind of moved away. But
yeah,
it's kind of like a big blur. I don't know if you remember your early years, early months with any fondness at all, though.
Oh, not at all. I can't even look at the comic from that period. I don't even know who drew it. It certainly couldn't have been me.
Okay, now that means I have to go to your site and click first. Oh God!
I mean, who drew that?
It's crazy. I remember your about used to be. You were trying to describe it, and it was mostly about basically going places or going somewhere. Since a lot of the beginning was traveling, I guess.
Yeah, the first I think about 6 months was like this long car trip.
How many? Go ahead.
I don't know what I was going to say. Go ahead.
Don't you have you update almost practically daily, don't you?
6 days a week.
6 days a week. Have you ever had missed a day?
No.
Not at all.
Never.
That is impressive.
Just like to make us look bad.
Well, I started ahead. You know, I didn't start posting it. I had, I think, like 4 or 5 weeks, you know, in the can before I started posting it, so it was just a matter of keeping up.
Yeah.
Okay, so you start with a 4 or 5 week buffer.
Yeah.
Where's
and
your
now
buffer
I'm like
now?
At 18 weeks or something ridiculous.
Holy crap!
Oh yeah. Man,
that's the longest buffer I've ever heard of. That's insanity.
Somebody probably has a longer one, but yeah, I think I'm up there as far as the record for long buffers. Or
screw
big buffers.
You! I mean. sorry. What? Oh, yeah.
Calm down, Mark. So I gotta ask: do you have not to be rude, but do you have a day job?
I have a night job.
A night job.
And I actually draw my comic strip at work.
Oh, that's awesome.
Cheater.
But that's only been for the last year. The first like 2.5 years, I had a regular day job, and I had to go home and do the comic strip. It's a little easier now, and that's why I'm so far ahead, because sometimes I can, like, squeeze 2 weeks into a week.
Crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
And awesome at the same time.
Yeah. As you can imagine, this job does not pay very well. The job where I can draw my comic strip at work. But anyway, that's a side issue.
That must be awesome to be able to do all that at work. I don't have that luxury, I'm afraid.
Yeah, most people don't, but I definitely recommend to all web cartoonists that they should quit whatever, like, well-paying job they have and get a stupid nighttime job where they don't care if you draw your comic at work. That's my advice to all budding webcomic people.
Spoken like a true professional. Yeah. Sorry. I have to laugh a little bit. But, Tanya, you're awfully quiet.
Oh, the call dropped for Tanya.
Oh, well, that's probably why.
That's probably why. So are you doing this with are you doing this on Bristol, or is it just
yes.
What's your process at
yeah, Bristol. I pencil it, on Bristol, I ink it, and I scan it.
Do you use the smooth Bristol?
Yes, smooth Bristol.
What size? Do you, like, have it huge and then shrink it down, or do you just...
I use, I think it's 9.5 by 12 or 9 by 12, and I put 2 panels on that. So a strip would be 2 of those 9 by 12 or 9.5 by 12.
Okay, so that's quite a bit bigger than it winds
it's,
up being.
Oh, it's big, yeah. Yeah.
It's good.
That's what scanners and Photoshop are for, to shrink things nice. Down real tiny.
Are you doing, like, you're not doing, like, ink and brush or anything like that, are you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
really?
Ink and brush. Yeah.
You don't do that part at work, or do you?
I do, too.
So that just leaves the one question I had is, how do I get a job at where you work? And
well, you have to be willing to take a huge cut in pay, I'm sure, from whatever you do.
From whatever little pay I already get is probably.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. Anyway. but yeah, I use a brush. Yeah. Actually, I use a brush pen. I don't use like a dip brush because.
Oh.
That'd be messy.
I just went back old school. I'm using a dip brush now.
I've tried that, but can't figure out how much ink to have on the brush. It's too technical for me, I guess.
Well, and you don't have the issue with the brush pens. You don't have, you get a little extra shake and sort of dribble ink along the.
Right, and I also, don't spill the bottle of ink on my work either.
Yeah. I'm waiting for the day when that happens. It won't be long, I'm sure.
Hang on, I think I may have a question.
Somebody's typing furiously.
It's me.
That's Bess.
My buffer is the night before.
Yeah, I think that's what most buffer. People do.
Come home, draw the comic, post it the next morning.
I'm still trying to figure out what a buffer is.
How do you not lose hair doing that? That would just drive me crazy.
Oh, well, I already have no life, so that helped. But I don't know what to tell you.
That would stress me out to have to know that I had to do it for the next day.
Well, I don't really have anything else to do. I guess.
What if something comes up?
That's true. Or if I got sick or something, that would.
We have a question from the chat room. Well, a virtual chat room. Somebody messaged me and has a question. What's asking? What style ink do you use? Like calligraphy ink or pure India ink? Or
it's whatever's in those pens. I use a brush pen. So
a brush pen.
I'm not dipping. I don't know what I don't think it's India ink. I'm sure it's
what
not.
What brand is it? Are they Pitt pens?
I used to use the Pitt pens, but the tip on that thing stays sharp for about six lines, and then you have to throw it away. It's a Japanese pen, and I can't remember the name.
Do you get it from jetpens.com?
No, I got it from just the local art supply store here. It is a calligraphy pen, I think. It's a Japanese calligraphy pen.
Hmm.
But I can't remember the Japanese name of it.
Very interesting.
It starts with a K, like all good Japanese things do.
Beautiful.
What?
Something like that. But it looks good. I mean, it turns out well.
Oh yeah.
You do all the lettering and balloons and everything by hand?
Oh no. Not the lettering. The lettering's a font. But okay. The balloons I do by hand. The lettering and the panels are the only thing I do on the computer. And a little bit of cleanup sometimes because, I do make mistakes. Believe it or not.
Oh, yeah. A lot of times, particularly when you have the backgrounds, it looks like it's a grayer. Is it really just a lighter or thinner pen, or is it pencil?
Actually, the backgrounds are like a really thin line. I used to use a technical pen. But now I use this. I use the Pitt pen, not the brush one, but the thin line Pitt pen.
Yeah.
And when you shrink it down, it looks gray, but it's a black, just a very thin black line.
So what DPI do you scan your pages in, if I may ask?
I think it's 300.
With the panels that large, I would think 300 would.
It's probably 300. I can't remember. I think it's 300.
I always scan mine in 600. It might be overkill.
But you do yours a lot smaller, don't you?
Yeah, I do six.
The bigger, I could probably even get away with 150 because I draw it so much bigger than it appears.
Printers don't like that though. Printers prefer 300 at least.
Well, but by the time I shrunk it down to print size, it would be 300.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
No, that's a good point. Yeah.
Right. How do you figure out the? I mean, that's one thing that would get me if I drew the balloons by hand.
Right.
How do you figure out the spacing for the font?
Because I do the font. I do the font first. I type in, you know, I type the dialogue, and then I print that out. So I have like a panel with nothing but the words.
Okay.
And then I use that. I trace, you know, that way I can, on the bristle board, I can just hold it up to the light, see where the writing is, you know, do a quick line to show where the balloon ends. If that makes sense.
See, that's something. Yeah. That's something I've been curious about. But, you know, with people who do, you know, part of it pencil and ink and then part of it on the computer, is how you do that. I guess that makes perfect sense. Just
well, that's how I do it. There's probably another smarter way. I don't know. That's the way I do it.
You know, I didn't even think about that, but yeah, you have the same exact same size four panels for every strip, so I didn't even think about that.
Right. Yeah, I don't have to mess around with that. I used to do five panels, which was crazy. But yeah, they're always the same size.
Do you ever, I can't recall, do you ever expand and maybe do a larger one that takes up two panels or three panels, or
I haven't yet, but I reserve the right to do that someday. But no, I haven't yet. Although, if you look at today's strip, or it was actually yesterday's because I don't update on Sundays, the first two panels are actually one panel. They're just broken up.
Yep.
That's my nifty little trick that I do like every once in a while.
Now, for those listening live, it is, it's Right Now's comic that's showing. Yeah, but I see what you did there. I was actually looking at it. Okay. I noticed some people do that with where it's basically, it is like it's one panel, but they still have the panel break there.
Right.
I'm guessing more as a show of time extension or something.
Actually, it's just because my template is four panels. I think when I drew that, I think I did draw it as one drawing, and just, I don't remember, you know, it was 18 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's
that just kills me.
At this rate, you'll have time to go back and color them all by hand.
You know, I wish I had time to color it. I really do, but I don't. Because I have to have that 18-week buffer.
But what about hiring somebody else to do some coloring?
I would do that, except that hiring implies that I'd be paying them.
Right.
Money involved.
That implies that I have money. See if there's a fan out there that would like to color it.
Maybe a Kickstarter project or something.
Yeah, if anyone That's wants awesome. To color it for free, they may. They can certainly. They have my blessings to color my comics for free.
My God, you're 108 comics ahead.
Is that how many it is?
That's eight weeks at five piece.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Can't wrap my brain around being that far ahead.
Well, while we let Mark try to wrap his brain around that concept, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, more.
Carry the two.
The Webcomic Beacon is hosted on the Rampage Network, a webcomics host and community at rampagenetwork.com. Don't forget that we broadcast our shows live. Tune in on Sundays at 3 p.m. Eastern at webcomicbeacon.com/live. Join our live chat room. Visit our forums for unified discussions on latest topics, collaborations, projects, events, or contests at webcomicbeacon.com/forum.
Divide by the integer of three.
A colorist would love that. I mean, honestly, you could just hand them 180 odd strips and be like, I'll give you another block of, you know, 100 in 10 weeks. They would love you because it's not this, you know, slapdash. Here, do this really quick. I have to post this in the morning.
Right.
It's all nice and easy.
Wow.
You're like a colorist's wet dream. Somebody would have to do this for you for uber cheaps. You know, one thing, I've seen some other comic artists, what they do is they trade original art for, you know, other skills.
For work, like color. Yeah, of course, somebody would actually have to want my original art. But yeah, I would consider giving my original art away to get it colored.
People want my original art, and it's not anywhere near yours. You shouldn't have any problem.
You actually wow. have... Don't you actually have books for print? Print
for sale, yes. For sale. I have books, yeah.
Books.
Those things you read.
I put out a book every year.
And
so I have three now.
So you have... you have three books right now,
right?
And so how many comics are in each book, or how many is it, like how many months maybe worth?
It's a whole year. There's a whole year in each book. I put like some extra stuff in there. Like there's usually like an extra story, you know, that's not online, just so they get something cool out of buying the book.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's a big thing. I've always been kind of curious about people who put out a book of their online comic and there's nothing different.
Yeah, there's no reason to buy it.
Why should I buy this? I can go home.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Some people just like books, though. I mean, I like books. I'd rather read comics in a book than sitting there and click next all the time.
You know, yeah, it's easier to do in bed and you know, that kind of thing. But, you know, little extra content, even just, you know, just commentary on, you know, what you were thinking or where you changed your style, things like that. That really helps.
Yeah. Or even a signature in sketch in the back or something like that usually goes really well, too.
Mm. I'm thinking if you wanted to do a color volume, you think there's a couple people doing that Kickstarter thing where they team up with a colorist.
Right.
And then you do all the pre-orders and get all that in, and then you can pay the colorist and... There you go.
Maybe I'll look into that for the next book. Or probably not for the next book because it's almost done.
Right.
But maybe the one after that.
Or maybe if you have a really enthusiastic colorist, you can get all four of the years colored, and then you can have like a big collection.
Ooh.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a possibility. You know, with your huge buffer, anything is possible.
That's right.
You could rule the world.
I could rule the world. The only reason I don't is I just don't really want to. It's a lot of responsibility.
It really is.
Yeah. Did you hear that stuff going on about Kickstarter with was it Scott Kurtz rambling about something like a glorified donation button or some crap like that?
No.
You stay out of that drama stuff, don't you?
Oh God, yes. As much as I can, I do. Yeah.
As much as you can. No, I promise we don't have to go into this, but I do have to bring up. Do you have? I'll phrase it this way. Do you have any comment presently on the Keen Spot thing?
You know, it's hard to comment on it because it's very unresolved right now. You know, Keen Spot's going to be making these changes, but they haven't made them yet, and they're going to be offering new contracts, and I haven't seen the contract. I don't even know if the contract exists yet, so I can't comment on a contract that I haven't seen.
Right.
But you could, but it wouldn't be professional.
It would be stupid. You know? And then it says they give me, you know, all the money ever. And
that's a good contract.
Right.
Wow.
That one's fair, yeah.
Yeah, you seem to be a very non-confrontational type of person. Because I'm, like, looking at everything about this, and in comes R.C. Monroe with his very neutral comment out of all of this flaming going on in this...
Are you looking at the thing on Fleen?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I made the mistake of participating in that for, I think, like, two posts, and then... threw up my hands and I was done. Yeah, I'm just not going to argue with people online. I don't care enough to try to convince them.
I used to care.
I used to care. I actually remember when you used to care, Fess.
I know. I just got so defeated. Yeah. Morally and, I think I made some enemies. I don't know.
Morally and intellectually defeated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
My spirit
has been
crushed.
It depends on the argument. If it's not of wide, vast cultural importance, I'm not interested.
Yeah, and how often is it? Like, pretty much
very seldom. You know, occasionally, like, I get into a good heated, you know, medical versus nonsense argument. That's about it. You know, people's lives are maybe at stake. That's kind of worth yelling. Beyond that, it's like, yeah, comics, great.
Wow. If it has anything to do with webcomics, it's not important.
No, it's really not a life or death situation at that point. You can move on. It's all right. Yeah.
Yeah. You make me feel like a selfish ass for not caring, for not caring about things like that. It all comes down to, I don't like it when people hate me. I'm terrible.
Well.
In any case...
So are we back on, like, are we still on a break, or are we...
Oh, there is
no break.
He lies. Okay.
The break is like 10 seconds. Okay. It's like 10 seconds. It's where I put a little audio file into the show. Either like
He lies.
No, it is. That's what I do.
That's lies.
I guess I don't inform everyone properly at the beginning of the show.
That's okay.
I see. I used to actually have real breaks.
No, you didn't.
No, at the very beginning.
Why even then?
At the very beginning, we did, but then I decided that there's so much good stuff being talked about during the quote-unquote break that this should have been recorded for the break. And even still today, I still miss on a couple of things that would have been great.
So, yeah, he started telling us we're going to break and then recording anyway and then putting the stuff that we talked about at the end of the show.
Yeah, I'm sure that was the best stuff.
My mother loved it. Well, yeah, it's thrilling. Usually something horrible.
The thing at the end of the show is usually from the pre or after show, and it's usually no more than, you know, 5 to 30 seconds of something that's really funny that needs to be shared. Because you can't be selfish with those moments, which are
you have to share them with the world. The world deserves to hear them.
Nice. It's just a series of bad jokes. It's not. Oh God.
Well, I do edit some of them. I sometimes may edit out a little bit in between to expedite the joke, or I might move laughs a little bit farther, but they're still laughing at the same thing.
Right.
If there's a better laugh, like, a little bit later. So I'm not twisting anybody's words around.
You should just have a lot of, you know, everybody should give you a pre-recorded laugh, or like three different laughs, like the guffaw and the chuckle and the chortle, and then you can just, you know... Put in whichever one is appropriate.
I love the word chortle, by the way.
I don't even know what it means. I know it's some sort of laugh, but I like it too.
It's just a great word.
Make sure
it's chuckle.
Chortle. That sounds like a dirty word.
Is somebody looking it up? Somebody should be looking it up.
Okay. I could look it up.
I'd crash my computer if I touched it, so I'm not going to.
It's synonymous with chuckle, to laugh quietly or with restraint.
That's kind of disappointing.
Okay, how about this one? From Wiktionary, it's a joyful, somewhat muffled laugh, rather like a snorting chuckle.
See, I don't think you should snort when you're chortling.
Yeah, it doesn't. It sounds more like a choky sound.
It sounds a little
bit
like
a snorty sound.
It sounds kind of guttural.
It sounds like a thing.
Oh, wait, you know, wait. Like, maybe this is the chortle.
Ew.
That's a snort.
What the hell was that?
It's kinda, okay, maybe it doesn't sound right.
It's like
no, I know what you were doing.
That's more of a chore.
I know a girl that snorts when she laughs, and it's hilarious when she does it.
I only just do like, that when something's like really funny and catches me off guard.
Yeah,
it's like my surprise laughter response.
Yeah, exactly.
The snort sound.
This is Melissa of Tin Lizard Productions who does it. The Lizard Queen, some people may know her as, but it's really funny when she does it because she's also self-aware about it too, and it's just like, it's hilarious. But we are talking about laughs a lot, and one thing we like to laugh at are webcomics.
Oh, yes.
I got her to throw something at you. It was awesome.
That's right, webcomics. And right now we're with R.C. Monroe of Out There at outtherecomic.com. That is the correct URL. And he updates a Monday through Saturday and has an 8-week buffer. And
18-week
buffer.
18.
And we love and hate him for it at the same time. In any case, I want to ask, do you consider yourself a professional web cartoonist?
I consider myself a wannabe professional web cartoonist. I don't make my living doing it. I make some money, but not very much. So I guess, sure, yeah, I'm a professional. I try to act like a professional, whether I am one or not.
Right.
You know, I'm going to just go ahead and say that anybody with an 18-week buffer who's been posting for as long as you have without missing a single day gets to be a professional. How about that?
I should think so.
Well, then if I'm a professional, it's a lousy business because I don't make any money on it.
That's 90 comics. I did the math wrong. It's 90 comics.
You behave professionally.
That too.
I try.
There are a couple of different ways to say professional. So,
yes.
Well, maybe it's marketing. Maybe there's other things you could be selling too, like I don't know, pinups or
plushies.
Plushies of what?
Yeah.
Or whatever sick drive allows you to have an 18-week buffer. People would pay for that.
Yeah, if I could bottle that, I think I could sell it to a lot of web cartoons.
I'd give you my soul. I wouldn't even care.
Unfortunately, I don't know how to package it.
I know I don't, but
you gave that up years ago, Tanya. Quit lying.
Oh wait, that was something else. No,
that was way different.
Oh
yeah.
I don't know what the plushies would be, but I bet you could sell them.
You could do plushies of the characters. They make actually pretty decent people like plushies now.
How much do you know how much those cost to have them?
Let's be clear, it's a lot because you have to usually buy them in lots of 1,000. Sometimes you can get them for, 500, lots of 500, but you have to put all that up front and plushies aren't a great pre-sale market because they tend to be, spur of the moment purchases.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You kind of need books.
Bobbleheads. They're ungodly expensive.
I don't know anybody who really honestly collects bobbleheads.
You know, I actually did the guy that does this is slightly off key, but the guy that does tree lobsters sent me a link to this little. It's a plastic printer, and it'll literally print out 3D plastic. It melts these little cords of plastic into a predetermined shape. Wow. And once you buy the unit, the plastic itself is insanely cheap. So if you just keep putting in the plastic.
Do you make little resin figures or figurines, basically?
Yeah, you can make figurines up to, I think it was 10 inches in height.
And do you know anybody who's done this? Have you seen the results? Do they look good?
I've seen it. They look tremendous. There are people who are using it for production for knick-knacky stuff, salt and pepper shakers, little things like that. And they look great. And they're really sturdy. It's not flimsy crap plastic. It looks awesome.
Wow. And how much is the mold
going to run you? The machine itself is $1,200, I think, for the tiny one. You have to put it together.
Oh, it's a machine that a machine they're selling is what you're saying.
Yeah. They're selling the machine and then the plastic that you feed into it. And so you literally have it in your house and you just print these things out. And they're friggin' awesome. Awesome.
Then you paint it, whatever
yeah,
else.
Yeah, you have to paint it. That's the only other thing.
Oh, the machine doesn't paint it for you? That's
I know, geez.
Stupid machine. We should all invest in one.
It's called Rep Wrap is what it's called.
That might be fun to do with a bunch of people and basically make figurines. That'd be kind of fun.
I was thinking about it, yeah. You have to have some knowledge in 3D software. Because you have to, create the 3D figure in the software.
And now it sounds too complicated. Now I don't care.
Okay. Oh, you're such a... Oh, wait, no. It takes effort on my part. Never mind. What the hell is wrong with you?
You just put it together, turn it on, boom, money.
What a great idea. We could have world peace. What? It's complicated? Ah, to hell with it.
Ah, that's wonderful.
That's too much work. Feed the hungry? For what?
Jeez, they'll just get hungry again.
Oh, if you can't just throw something in a microwave. Forget it.
He wants replicators. Make all his meals out of his own waste.
We've talked about Star Trek enough in the past few episodes of the webcomic Beacon. No more. No more.
Yeah, I was hoping to avoid it this week, but
too late. Tell your brother
up to you guys.
Masturbatory rant that seemed to be popular.
All right. Again, we're talking about professionalism in webcomics, and
such as it is.
That's why we're asking someone else.
Yeah. can you say what type of night job you have? Like, just vaguely, or you'd rather not? It's fine if you don't.
Yeah, it's I'm a night watchman, let's say.
Ah.
Except the thing I watch is my hand on the, you know, holding a pen and drawing a piece of paper.
So you're basically listening for loud noises.
Right.
I'm basically making sure nobody climbs over a gate, which they're pretty unlikely to do. There's barbed wire and stuff.
I did that for the Navy for 2 weeks in boot camp.
Did you draw your comic strip during that?
I slept, frankly. It was boot camp. And if you can take a nap, go for it.
Yeah. CQ.
It's good stuff.
I work at a group home with persons with mental disabilities. I work overnight position, which it's an awake position because there are some sleep positions or partial sleep positions. Basically, it's do chores for 2-3 hours, and then it's nothing. So you could watch TV or whatever, and then wake them up in the morning and get them dressed and have breakfast. So I try to use that time for, you know, working on webcomics or something. You know?
Yeah.
So huzzah. So, Mark, you need a job like that?
It requires nothing.
Yes. Yeah. Only they'll pay me for it.
Yeah. There you go.
That would be awesome. But I'm too dependent on my computer for my comic, to be honest. I don't think I would be able to do it.
Well, you can.
Oh, you draw. You don't have a Wacom tablet, do you? You draw, don't you?
I draw the comic, but like yourself, the panels, lettering, and that sort of thing is done in Photoshop. But I also do like the word balloons in Photoshop, and like today I have a panel with a lot of background in it.
Uh-huh.
So all the straight lines, I just do those in the computer because, well, why not?
Yeah, right.
And it's full of straight lines and things. So,
I don't do straight lines. If you look at all 3 years of out there, you'll never see a straight line anywhere.
Oh, no, wait, no, no, the panels.
Yeah.
Okay, other than the panels, which I've done on the computer. I'm incapable of drawing a straight line, and I don't even try.
Screw that.
That's what rulers are for.
Straight lines are for bastards.
Yeah, they are. That's true.
I bet you color inside the lines, don't you? Yeah, that's what I do. I'm much too dependent on it. I can't letter for anything, and I can't draw a straight line without at least a ruler.
Right.
And even then.
Yeah.
Even then, you manage to find a way.
The ruler moves or something. It jumps.
Yeah.
It moves. Yeah. It was the wind.
Is that part of your kit, like a little like 6-inch transparent ruler or something? Or
it is.
I have one of those,
But I really only use it to mark like on the paper where the panels, where the panel borders will be.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the only thing I use it for.
Let's see here.
I'm apparently doing Stone Age comics is my problem.
Stone Age comics?
Yes, I've gone back to the Stone Ages where I'm using things like rulers and...
You're inking with pointy sticks.
I am inking with pointy sticks, though.
You have color that's done in Photoshop or some...
Well, yeah, I don't even do that.
That's very not Stone Age. Oh, somebody else colors it for you, right?
Yes.
Must be nice.
I hate it. I hate coloring. I hate it. And, I had a volunteer previously, and then somebody who Jazz and Jess, the guy who does Jazz and Jess, Nate. He was looking for people. Actually, he was hiring himself out as a colorist, and I was like, "Ooh!" And I hopped right aboard that. So
I hear you. I would too.
I do mostly flat color, so it's relatively quickly, comparatively. I don't do the nice shading and stuff. One day, perhaps.
Your color looks good, though, for your comic. It fits it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, if it was way too shaded, yours would look probably a little bit weird.
It would look kind of bizarre. Yeah, it wouldn't match the style of the line art. And really, my whole point in wanting to hire Nate is that my drawings, my line work is kind of like half realistic and half cartoony, so it's kind of bizarre, and having it shaded and everything really nicely makes it look better. Right. So I'm gonna go with that.
Cheater.
Hell yes.
Manga style Autumn Lake. I don't know what the hell that would look like.
Everybody has big eyes and they drown when they cry.
Oh. Well, it sounds like some people need to get off their butt and make me some fan art. How about that? Huh?
Yeah. That's what it sounds like. RC, when you do your little your color stuff, do you do this in Photoshop then?
Yeah, I do the color in Photoshop when I do color.
Right.
Which is rare.
I was trying to look for like a bios of your characters on your site, and I don't think you have one. Didn't you used to have
one? Yeah, I do.
Where is it?
I don't know. Let's see. I have to get the site up because I have no idea. Okay, the right under the navigation buttons, where it says new to out there, read this first.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
It's in there.
Okay.
I think. Let me click on it and find out. That's where it is, at the bottom.
Oh, there we are.
Bios.
I was going to say, you should do a bios page. Oh, there they are already. Oh, wow.
What I should do is have a link to it that people can see, but I thought that was pretty prominent.
Well, if you're not new, you may not. I mean, because I've been following since, 2006, so.
I need an old reader's button, once? Too.
Yeah.
Old to out there?
Click here for Netscape 4.
Oh, gosh.
Netscape.
Yeah, and it just automatically downloads it, whether you want it to or not.
Jeez.
Do you use, like, blue pencil, anything like that, or is it all just...
Oh, I use... I think it's a 2H pencil or 2HD or something. It's some pencil that is very... just very light, and it's so light that when I scan the artwork as a bitmap, it doesn't pick up the pencil at all.
Really?
So it's not a blue pen. It's not a colored pencil because I hate those because they're so soft and mushy,
waxy.
Yeah.
But this is like a
slides right off him.
This is like a hard, manly pencil that just has a very light line.
I can't do it. I end up tearing the paper or pushing too hard because I can't see it.
Right.
It's me though.
Yeah, I don't know how they draw with that.
I think it's a 2H. I think it's called a 2H, but I don't remember now.
That makes sense.
I use the 2HB.
Maybe it's a 2HB. What does that stand for? Does anybody know?
H is for hardness.
And then B is for... You know, there was a site. Let me see if I can find...
Is it Comic Tools? Does that have
I don't
it?
Know if Comic Tools goes over it.
I know, like, B is the softer and H is hardness. So, like, a 4H is a very hard lid.
Yeah. Let's see.
The bigger the number.
Is one of them darkness, though?
Oh, yeah. B is for black, and then H is for hard.
Okay.
So
I'm sure mine's a 2H, then, because it's not very dark. It's not very black.
Yeah.
I got a question from somebody who's asking if you do any color correction when you scan, and I'm not entirely sure what he's asking. But you just scan
do you correct
it.
Your line work at all?
Color correction. Oh, well, see, I scan it as a bitmap, though there is no color when I scan.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like white or black, and that's pretty much
right.
It.
It'd be more like the balance, then.
Yeah, that's only if you use like grayscale or color that you're going to want to look at the levels and adjust for. Because I draw with the non-photo blue pencil. And it does require some little bit levels to take out the very lightness, and then I can bolden the black lines a little bit more. So there's your answer. We are at the end of the second segment. Next segment is going to be news. So stick around for that. RC, I want to thank you very much for coming on the show with us today.
Oh, you're welcome.
And now that you've been on the Webcomic Beacon, you will at least have 200 listeners who will be incredibly envious of your 18-week buffer.
Yeah.
I have to ask you one more question I just thought of. I mean, a lot of this revolves around the certain workplace, which is the bar.
Uh-huh.
And I'm wondering how much research you've done as far as... running a bar, not necessarily visiting one. But.
Oh, I have zero experience running a bar. visiting a bar, yeah, I've done that before.
Well, yeah, you can write it off as research.
Right.
Write it off on the taxes as research.
I almost never go to bars anymore because I work at night. But, in the past, there's been a few times that I've darkened the door.
Excellent. RC, once again, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Oh, I have a question.
Yes, yes, go ahead.
I have a question for Tanya.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Do you remember years ago you used to do this thing called the Webcomics Wednesday Review or something like that?
Yes, I do.
And do you remember that you stopped just before you were going to...
What I was going to do out there?
Yes.
All right. Tanya,
I just wondered if I killed your
it wasn't you actually. Right when I stopped was when I started having like the health issues and all this other stuff was going on, and it was hard for me to keep up with anything, and so I kind of stopped doing it. And then every time I'm like, okay, I can get back on track, and I look at just this huge list of comics that I have to get through. So it wasn't you.
I was just wondering. I was going to feel
your archive size. It was just too huge.
Right. Well, that's what I thought. Right. I thought, oh God, I killed the whole thing for everybody. Because there's all these people behind me waiting. Oh, you know, if she'd just skip out there, they could get to me. And
no, it wasn't you. It wasn't.
It wasn't you. It's me. I'm going through this time.
I think what I'm going to have to do actually is go back through and just kind of do a nice little post that apologizes to everybody and says, look, I'm only gonna review comics that I actually read. I'm sorry for all you people. And then, you know, then I'll review out there. And a few other key ones and just let everyone else languish. I'm sorry. I can't do it.
You can push me to the back of the line. I don't want you to kill yourself over my archive.
Tanya, if you want to play catch up, just do the quick game. Just go liked it, hate it, love it, liked it, hate it, hate it. And then you'll get through your list and it won't be daunting anymore.
That's horrible. That's just horrible. Oh, wow.
We're actually going to have another episode coming in the next coming months. We're going to try to get Lynn Cara, who does Atop the Fourth Wall comic book reviews, actual trade comic book reviews. I'm going to try to get him on the show to talk about not web comic reviewing, but just comic reviewing in general, because you know, there's not really going to be that much difference in reviewing, but that should be an interesting episode once we come across to it. But we do got to go because I am running out of tape right here.
Sorry.
So, once again, RC, thank you for being on the show.
Yay!
You're welcome.
And you can check out There at OutThereComic.com. PH Factor Inc. is your source for handcrafted steampunk products. Choose from a wide selection of custom-designed goggles available in a classy brushed bronze, silver, or dark copper. Order from assorted designs, accessories, and varying lens tints, including a blackout option for sensory deprivation play. There are even prop guns and other items also available in bronze, silver, or dark copper for that classy look. That's PH Factor Inc. at phfactor.ws.
Have news, questions, comments, or advertising inquiries? Transmit them to webcomicbeacon@gmail.com. Or dial 1-320-310-0922.
Stopped right before one that had a huge archive and totally blew. Like, that would have been maybe a killer, but I love Out There. It's a great comic.
Thank you.
Make her feel guilty.
I thought about doing that, but then she said she was sick, you know, and that's why she didn't do it. What are we going to do, you know?
Dog ate her homework.
Well, I don't care. You should review it from your hospital bed.
If you're sick, then you have plenty of time.
Mark. I can't feel guilt. I have no soul, remember? It doesn't work. Sorry.
Damn you anyway. Okay.
She reviewed mine. We don't do the guilt thing.
She reviewed my comic. It's all good for me. I'm just saying.
I read that review, by the way.
And he's sitting there the whole time. God, she can review this stupid crap, but what about mine?
I saw no,
she had the schedule.
That review.
The I knew she had the schedule. Thing.
Yeah, I did have the schedule up. Your whole review made me cry, Mark. I just cried.
That's because you had to read my archives.
Ah, stop it! Self-depreciation. Ugh.
Aha! I just found it. I thought I reviewed it.
Ah!
I did review it. Out there. I'm sending the link right now.
Somebody reviewed it.
Oh, you reviewed it.
I did.
Yeah, I knew that.
I did.
I think that might have been the first review I had.
Let me see if I can play
one
it.
One of the
and
first
see,
ones.
Let's see if you guys can hear it.
This is Festworks with the review cast, 2 cents in 60 seconds on Festworks.com. Out there by R.C. Munro. An excellent slice of life comic, certainly worth reading through the archives for. Even after that, you won't need to wait long for the story to continue because it's virtually updated daily. The characters are easy to identify and to fall in love with. The art style is focused more on the characters than the background at most times, but the comic gives you the impression of a professionally drawn comic, seemingly with newspaper publishing experience. The artwork is only topped by its intelligent and engaging writing. The comic starts off with two people traveling, one with a destination and the other with nowhere in particular. The interactions between how these two different people see life is thought-provoking to say the least. While the dialogue is extensive at most times, there's times of silence in which you can gauge the expression and the inner thoughts of the characters and how they interact with each other, which I appreciate seeing. Check out this webcomic at outtherecomic.com.
Wow.
That's crazy. That's so weird.
It's very nostalgic. I like the music in the background.
I think I did use that somewhere for the webcomic Beacon, too, but yeah, wow. Man, I sounded so much more professional back then.
You sounded more professional back then?
I think so. I actually sound like I gave it some thought, and I'm thinking about it now. I just talk out of my ass, and...
Well, yeah, you gave it some thought, but you're umming and erring and all that. I mean, you sound more natural and... You sound better now, I think. Maybe you sound less professional, but you sound better.
Well, the thing is, these are old 60-second reviews.
Right.
Which took forever to try to find all of what I wanted to say in 60 seconds. And that was a challenge. And so maybe that's why there's more thought in it, because there had to be.
Right. Right.
Well, that's crazy. Well, all right. I kept recording this because this is all still good content.
You know, RC?
Yes.
I just realized you did kill something for me.
Oh. Did I?
Long, long ago, you killed something. You remember those little vote buttons that people would put at their under their little comics and stuff? You know, vote for me.
Yeah.
And you'd get the
vote. How did I kill those?
This is how you killed them for me. Once upon a time, for like probably 30 seconds, my comic was ranked above yours in one of those lists. And I said, well, clearly this is crap. And I removed them.
You know, I basically did the same thing.
I was like, that's ridiculous. There's no way I should ever be above this. That's wrong. And I just took them all off.
And RC was too. Saying, my God, there's no way that could be better than mine. This is
no,
crap.
No, no. This was way – when I got rid of those, it was way before I'd ever heard of any of you guys. It was way before you were doing this webcast.
Yeah.
I think I had those on there for maybe 2-3 months, and then I just thought they looked cheesy, and they had to go.
That's probably why I ended up above yours for those 30 seconds, is you'd removed the buttons. But
I don't think I'm usually on there anyway. I think even when I had the buttons, I don't remember ever being very high on any of those things.
You were on the Slice of Life one. You were number one on the Slice of Life category for ages.
Number on which one? On which?
It's been like 2 years. Yeah. I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't really pay attention.
The only one I have left is the webcomic list one.
Which isn't really a vote incentive thing. It's just a list
thing.
Yeah, well, you can click on it and climb the list, I guess. But
well, I do appreciate still the people that actively utilize the ones that have the vote incentive things, because it does provide something a little bit extra for the readers, and it makes it actually have a purpose. So,
yeah.
I mean, it, even if it's just showing the sketchwork for the comic, hey –
Well, yeah, I wish they'd have one where they weren't making this pretense of, this is the most popular one, because you know it's not. It's just right. Whoever has their buttons. And if they just, you know, say this is to promote your webcomic and there's no other purpose for it, it's just to promote your webcomic, the promote your webcomic list, and there's no, you know, order to it. That then I could get.
Yeah, the list
that.
Would be entirely randomized. Or something
right.
Like that.
I just can't stand this, you know. Oh, this is number one, you know, and it's, you know, just you can tell that they just begged all their readers to vote right. for it.
What was that guy game in one of them recently? I'm number one on such and such. Yeah, but you suck. It's because you're clicking the button every 5 minutes. Of course you can be number one if you click the button every 5 minutes.
Good job. Super awesome.
Yeah. Well, already. I'm gonna use this for the show because it's, you know, good content. And so if you really want, you can stick around while we do the news. But otherwise, it's okay to part ways.
I'll stick around unless there's not going to be any reason for me to. I have nothing to do. I don't work until, you know. Well, actually, I don't even work tonight. So
okay. Well,
even better.
Well, you can stick around if you like, but it's pretty much going to be news, and that's about it. So, and then if you just like get bored, you can just drop.
Okay.
George,
well, if I stay on, I can say goodbye when you guys do.
You could. Yes.
That is true.
That is very true.
Everybody would think I'm one of the hosts then. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
We do have a few milestones this week supplied by George Warden of DungeonLegacy.com. And Stale Bacon at StaleBacon.com has hit 100. Emmy at EmmyComic.com has hit 200. And 1977 at 1977 The Comic, that's 1977 in numbers, .com has hit 300. Congratulations, everyone, on your milestone. And I think I might have missed one last week. Yes, I did miss one. Let's see. Zach Holmes, who does Insert Comic Here, has hit 300 comics. Probably split between his story and his side arc strips. So, another milestone. All Over the House at alloverthehouse.net has turned 1 year old. Congratulations on that, and that is the rest of that is it for the milestones.
The Space Pirates of the Black Quarter. Is a year old. And that's at, let's see, I think you can get there from mywebcomics.org. It's one of the projects that that you'll find there.
Excellent.
So
all
there.
Right. I'll try to remember that so I can write it all up because, yeah, I'm basically doing the notes now since I'm not recording it as a backup anymore, trying to get the show out faster. But while we have no offense to George, who was previously doing our show notes, I thank him very much for what he has done. But trying to change a bunch of stuff about the Beacon and try to improve it and overall, and hopefully that'll all be a good thing for the future.
That'll free him up to animate more Grouchbot.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
So, after milestones, we also have who is sponsoring and advertising with the Webcomic Beacon at webcomicbeacon.com. This week's sponsor is PH Factor at phfactor.ws, your source for steampunkeriness. Actually, I'm going to be playing a better sound clip in between, so that's just at least a reminder of who is sponsoring this week of the episode Beacon. You can check out more about sponsoring and advertising at webcomicbeacon.com/advertise. But right now, on our Project Wonderful advertisement spots at our leaderboard, we have Think Before You Think at thinkbeforeyouthink.smackjeeves.com. I think I've seen this one around. It's basically somebody who's a mind reader and the girl that loves him. No, I have no idea, but you can at least check that comic out and see what it is all for yourself. What if somebody could read your mind? No, really.
Nobody wants that.
But, all right.
They'd look at mine and say it's like reading tax law. This is boring.
Nobody wants to know what's in here. Mm-mm.
I think I could sell tickets for what's in there.
Still better than reading Twilight, kids. Tell me.
Oh, God, anything's better than reading Twilight.
Just saying.
Bullshit. I actually have news.
Wait, I still have one more advertisement.
Okay, do one more advertisement.
Well, technically it's two, but it's the same advertiser. And it's Tokyo Pop has another Princess Eye book out. It's The Prism of the Midnight Dawn. So go ahead and check that out at tokyopop.com and just search for Princess Eye, The Prism of the Midnight Dawn. Yeah, mouthful. I know they're not really advertising on this site, but it's...
Princess Eye for the straight guy.
Yeah, it's a campaign for answer. It's a campaign likely, but oh. They're still advertising, and that means other webcomicers missed out on being an advertisement spot of the Webcomic Beacon.
See, you could have given us your money.
And we would have given you that spot.
Oh, yeah.
That 10-second spot there with the talking about the comic.
And a link in the post.
Ooh.
Instead, we're talking about
the post. Sponsors
Tokyo
get
a, stuff.
Sponsors get a 468x60 image link in the text, in the post. So,
see, that's exciting.
There are right benefits. There are benefits all around. Tanya, you had some news.
I do. I wanted to remind everyone that today begins, Sunday, the perihelion to Pi Day fundraiser, which today is perihelion. And if you go to treelobsters.com/2009/12/perihelion-tac-fundraiser .html, and we'll put the, I'll give you the link. You'll find all the information about the fundraiser. Basically, it's myself and the guy who does Tree Lobsters putting together a fundraiser for Engineers Without Borders, and it's anything that you buy in his store, it's 50% of all profits. I'm doing anything in mine, which goes up later today. All sales over $5 will go to Engineers Without Borders. And also, Wagon Webcomic Battle is going to be donating a portion of their profits. And we still have plenty of room for other webcomicers or just geek sites in general if they want to get involved.
Engineers Without Borders? I'm sorry, I must have missed something. What?
Engineers Without Borders. Engineers Without Borders is a charity organization. What they do is provide engineering solutions for disadvantaged communities like clean water, sanitation, education, to keep those communities healthy.
Ah, well, already.
So it's kind of a little geek frame of time between today and Pi Day. So we're using it for a geek fundraiser and a geek charity. And there's plenty of room for other sites to get involved. And you can get all the information at the link I mentioned.
All right. We'll get that in the show notes at least. And that's pretty much it for the Webcomic Beacon. Unless anybody else has some news.
Not me.
Not me.
Oh, wait. I do have some news. Let's see. In regards of last episode's fan fiction episode, there has been...
I was going to ask you about that.
There's a sort of stuff going on. Essentially...
is it webcomic drama?
Yeah, a little bit.
Cool. Drama llama.
Ben does admit that he has been misinformed by various sources on a couple of things. Particularly of Becky, who does Sailor Renko, particularly of her job income and basically her stuff with her artist, essentially. Of course, we did state that these were Ben's opinions, and he has a right to his opinions, and we also did mention that it was his side of the story as well. We are going to be, going to be trying to get a hold of, Becky had contacted us, and I'm going to try to get her at least to either record a segment or record something so we can hear her side of the story. And we'll probably get a little bit more on fan fiction, probably from a less, negative perspective. As if anybody who's listened to the fan fiction episode might have heard. But we do apologize. We meant no adverse reactions towards Becky or adverse opinions, et cetera, et cetera. You know what I'm trying to say. And really, I honestly did not get the coincidences that were in the fan art, the art that we used for that episode. I used. I absolutely meant no insinuations at all by that cover. And if you don't know what they are, well, then that's fine. But yeah, that cover was drawn months ago by Zach, and it was like one of the last ones that I wanted to use. And yeah, Team Fortress 2 fan fiction. Ha ha ha. It's like, whoa, wait a minute. Okay. So anyway, there's that. So we're going to be getting Becky's side of the story, as well as, I guess, a different perspective on fan fiction for a while. We'll see if that becomes just something I'll tack on to the original post, or if it's going to be long enough to be made into an actual episode. As far as other episodes that are coming up this month, I'm going to try to get some people on for a Kickstarter-based discussion. And... Yes. And Ben does apologize and has apologized to Becky as well. He wanted me to remind people of that. In any case, other episodes that are coming up, we're also be looking at another black and white versus color argument or discussion, I should say. Discussion. I'm hoping to get I was trying to set up in Twitter with a couple of people, I think from Darcy of Codename Hunter and Onyx Sparrow, who does Prepare to Die. I think I'm going to try to get them on. And later on, we have something called Pixton that's going to be on at the end of the month. You can go to webcomicbeacon.com/calendar and be up to date when we actually schedule our episodes, and you can see and which ones are even available to be sponsors for. You can check out sponsoring information and advertising information at webcomicbeacon.com/advertise. We are not whores here at the Webcomic Beacon. This has been Fess of Fessworks.com.
Speak for yourself. This is Tanya at daisiesandshit.com.
Hello, sailor. This is Mark at autumnlake.com.
Go ahead,
RC. And this is RC Monroe of outtherecomic.com. I'm not one of the hosts.
Thanks to everyone who came to listen to our show live at webcomicbeacon.com/live. We'll be here not next week, but the week after for sure.
That's all for now. Tune in next time at webcomicbeacon.com.
I do apologize to everyone who's listening in the chat room right now that I've been unable to see what the chat room is saying for some reason. So I need to update.
Yeah, me too. That's a